Welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
Look at somebody and tell them real quick, you thought wrong. Yeah, you thought wrong. You thought wrong. You thought wrong. Good to see y'all this morning. I love y'all. I love this passage in Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 27. I really love this passage. To be honest with you, I love the book of Acts. The book of Acts is a book that has primacy, especially when dealing with the Holy Ghost. Many of us say that we are Pentecostal and love God with every fiber of our beings, unapologetically Pentecostal or apostolic or holiness or whatever you want to call it. Many of us say that, but the truth of the matter is most people who are Pentecostal in this age are ashamed to be Pentecostal. Because we live in a time now where people are so seeker-friendly. They want to be a part of the next big thing with thousands of members at the church, but no power. Amen. Break on the way in. And no deliverance by the time church is over. But I want to let the devil know today I'm glad to be a Pentecostal. Amen. And I don't mean that arrogantly. I don't mean that mean. I don't mean that trying to be whatever. But I do mean it in a sense of knowing that I don't care what nobody say. Pentecostals, we got the answer. Amen. Amen. I don't mean that arrogantly, but we got the Holy Ghost. Amen. We believe the word of God, and I know that because we have the answer and we believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, I know I have an assignment to shift things on the earth. Amen. Come on, talk back to me. And I understand that me having the Holy Ghost and me having the truth, God didn't just give me power to say I got power, but God gave me power to be a change agent so that everywhere I go, deliverance will take place. One thing I like about the saints of old, they believed that Jesus was coming back. And because they believed Jesus was coming back, they would preach with such an urgency. They were telling everybody that you need to come and find out who Jesus is. It seemed like the saints of old were more urgent than us, and they and we are in a worse time than they were in. You know, we see the Bible being fulfilled every day. This do know that in the last time, perilous time shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves, disobedient, truce breakers, incontinent, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Don't we see that going on? The Bible says there are going to be wars and there will be rumors of war. These are the things that the word of God said. And look at us with all of the signs. I mean, if you don't even understand why, when you look in the book of Revelation, it talked about the chip that was going to be put in people's head and put in people's hand. And if you pay attention to this vaccine that they're getting ready to try to give us for COVID-19, if you don't be careful and you don't have discernment, you would have become a part of the new world order and the Antichrist shot at Calvary. Hey, hallelujah. Clap your hands and say, thank God for divine immunity. If we're going to do anything for God, we need to do it now. If we're ever going to fall in love with Jesus, if we're going to preach the gospel, if the blind are going to see and the deaf are going to hear and the lame are going to walk and the dumb are going to talk, we need authenticity in this hour. I don't know about y'all. I'm tired of fake people and I'm tired of fake church. I'm telling you the truth of the matter is we have a big bunch of people that have a form of godliness, but they deny the very power thereof. They got a good form. You know, you remember when you was in the world, you would get ready to fight and they would tell you to put your form up. But some of y'all had a form, but you ain't got nothing behind the form. Ain't no good at having a form and can't fight. Y'all ain't saying that. Ain't no good in having a jerk but can't cast the devil out. Ain't no good in dancing but can't keep the devil out of your house. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Ain't good in have a power but don't have enough power to
keep your legs closed and your pants up. I don't want a farmer. I want power. Y'all, glory! Somebody shout, thank God for power.
Be seated. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Hey, La Mashanda. Look at somebody and say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Come on, say it again. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Look at our identity, and we need to thank God that we have the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody and tell them, I got the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody else, I have the Holy Ghost. Come on. You said that like you're Presbyterian, and you said it like you just said it because I told you to say it. I got the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues, and that with a mighty burning fire. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Jeremiah said it's like fire. Shut up in my bone. I got the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout glory. And I don't care what the devil does. I refuse to allow the enemy of the world to tell me who I am. I'm not going to let the world call me crazy. I'm not going to let the world tell me I ain't got no sense. I'm not going to let you look at me and say you round there doing all that dancing and shouting because you's a fanatic and you crazy. You can't put no label on me. The world didn't make me. God made me, and I thank God. He said that upon this rock I'm gonna build my church. Look at somebody, say, stay with the church, stay with the church. Come on, stay with Jesus. Don't you go to listening to this world. Don't you get caught up in the affairs of this life. Don't you get caught up in what everybody else is doing that you forget who the church is. The church is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the pillar of ground and truth. I thank God for the church, because when I was in trouble and I made it to the sanctuary, demons got off of me. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, clap your hands if you're glad to be a part of the church. Somebody say, thank God for the church. Come on, come on. You didn't say that right. Look at somebody. Acts picks a church. That's what happens here in the book of Acts. The book of Acts picks up with the establishment of the church. As a matter of fact, you know, you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They are what you call the synoptic gospels. But then after John, you have the book of Acts. Acts is the continuation of the gospels. Some people actually believe that old Theophilus, it is the same audience that is there in the book of Luke. Some suggest that it's a continuation of the book of Luke. But we see in the book of Acts that Acts introduces us to the Holy Ghost. It is Acts that tells us about the power. I don't know if you know it, but the Holy Ghost got to put you in the church. You can't join in. You got to be born in. Y'all ain't talking back to me. I don't care how many altars you walk to. Don't care how many preachers' hands you shake. I don't care if you come back candidate for baptism, Christian experience, hallelujah. Don't care how you come. I just need you to know that if you don't get saved, and if you don't get baptized into the body of Christ, you ain't in the church. For by one spirit are we all baptized into the body of Christ. The Holy Ghost got to bring you in the church. So when you get to the book of Luke, the book of Luke ends with the importance of the Holy Ghost. What does he tell them? He said, I know you got something, but I need you to go down to Jerusalem. And I want you to do me a favor. Don't just go to Jerusalem and go through town. But when you get there, I want you to tarry. I want you to stay there. That's all it means. It don't mean say Jesus, 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 Jesus. That ain't what that means. He said, I just want you to go to Jerusalem and wait. Look at somebody say, if you ever have a promise, all you got to do is wait. If God ever tell you he gonna do something, all you got to do is wait. If God ever says I'm gonna save your children, I don't care how they acting. Look at somebody shout, wait on it. Tells them, I want you to go down to Jerusalem and wait until you get power from on high. And what he did was he suspended their operation temporarily. He said, I know you've been working, but you can't work no more, because you were able to work because I was here. I was the source of your power and you had my name. But now you can't do no work without me. I got to send another comforter. I'm going to send you somebody. I'm not going to let you do ministry without power. I'm not going to let you cast out a devil without power. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to ordain you. We got too many people going to seminary but don't have the Holy Ghost. We got too many people been to school, been to university but don't have the Holy Ghost. I'm not against education. Get your learning but don't lose your burning. I'm not against you going to school. I want you to be smart. My education didn't mean nothing. And if you ever have an encounter with God, your education, your degrees, your money don't mean nothing. Because when you sicken your body, money can't get cancer off of you. But silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Shake your neighbor and say, power's coming on you. Power. I really feel like preaching. You get this sound right, I'll do it. Look at somebody and say, wait on the Holy Ghost. He sent him down there and he said, I don't want you to wait. I want you to stay here. I don't want you to preach another message without the Holy Ghost. My God, we're in trouble because we got deacons now and deacons don't even have the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 7 said, go get some deacons, 7 men full of the Holy Ghost. You don't even understand the power that was in the book of Acts when Philip went down and preached. Bible declared, when he went down to Samaria, there was a city on lock by Simon the sorcerer. They was doing witchcraft. They was doing all kind of black magic and white magic. But guess who brought revival? It wasn't an apostle. It was a deacon. Philip was a deacon. The deacon went to Samaria and brought revival. God anointed the deacon. Send a revival. Send power. Clap your hands for what God's about to do. I don't hear no clapping in here. Clap your hands and shout glory. Please be seated. I'm almost done. He said, I want you to go to Jerusalem. And he tells them, I want you to wait there until you be endued with power from on high. Has a conversation with him and says, after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You're going to receive power. You remember that in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And that Holy Ghost come upon you. You shall receive power. Then you get to the Acts, the second chapter. And the Bible shows us the Holy Ghost. But he shows up with cloven tongues, like as unto fire. Hallelujah. Outsiders was on the outside trying to figure out what was going on the inside. They starting, you know, world is going on. They done got a hold of some new stuff. They, amen. You know, I done got drunk before, but they got a new kind of drunk. Y'all ain't saying nothing. They looked at him and say, them men are drunk. They got to be drunk. But they not normal drinks, because most drunks only drink at nighttime. But these daytime drunks, these folk drunk in the daytime, around there looking crazy. But somebody stood up and said, they're not drunk like you think they are. They done had an encounter with the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody and say, when the last time you got drunk? When? You got the wrong somebody. Look at somebody and say, when is the last time you got drunk? When is the last time the Holy Ghost came on you so bad that folk thought you had some liquor? You know what's wrong with you? You're too sadity. You're too arrogant. You're too stuck up. You care about your little nappy baby hair. But God wants to give you an encounter. God don't care nothing about your baby hair. Look at somebody and say, when you gonna get wild for him? Come on, look at somebody and say, when you gonna get wild for him? You still got the wrong neighbor. Tell somebody, say, when you gonna get wild for him? You was in the club, you gave the, come on, da. You used to be shut the club down. Used to be dancing, doing all kind of stuff. Then you wanna come in here in your little blessed quietness. But I need 30 people down to let the devil know I ain't lost my dance. Tell somebody, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Glad I got the Holy Ghost. Glad he gave me something. I'm glad I got all of him. Look at somebody, say, I want all of him. Actually, don't be scared. Tell somebody, I want all of him. book of Acts. Actually, the book of Acts is really never supposed to have been a book that gives you doctrine, which is where we get most of our doctrine from in the apostolic church. But the book of Acts was never supposed to be a book of doctrine. It's a history book. It's telling us a story. It's telling us everything that occurred. Acts is a history book. And Peter uses this history as an occasion to preach Jesus. You remember that? When the Holy Ghost fell, Peter began to preach to the Jews and talked about everything that they did to Jesus. Then somebody got pricked in their heart and said, "What must we do to be saved?" Y'all ain't saying nothing. He said, "Repent." I know y'all don't believe in that no more, but look at somebody say, "You still got to repent." Yeah. Come on, come on, find somebody else. They don't want to hear that. I know they're not preaching that. I know they tell you you can be saved and keep on doing what you used to do, but I still believe you got to repent. I still believe you got to come out from among them and be ye separated. Say, you still got to let him who stole steal no more. Look at somebody say, "You got to change. You got to change." Come on, don't be scared. Look at somebody. I don't care if they get no attitude with you. Tell them, "You got to change. You got to get rid of your nasty attitude. You got to get rid of that cussing tongue. You got to get rid of that hoeing around you like to do. You got to stop all that lying and conniving and cheating and scheming." Why y'all ain't talking back to me? You got to stop being messy. If you was going to be messy, keep that mess in the streets. This is not the place for mess. When I come to God's house, I don't want to hear no gossip. I want a word from the Lord.
Tell them to repent. Tell them to repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and after that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This promise is unto you and to your children and to those afar off, and all of those whom the Lord thy God shall call. After that happens, the church is now in motion. Are y'all in a rush? The church is in motion. The church is moving. Acts shows us how the Holy Ghost uses men and uses women. And the Holy Ghost is marching. He's marching from church to church. He's Acts chapter 1, about Acts chapter 10, we see Peter in the front. Peter is the man that God is using. God is using Peter for a while. But if you read through Acts, after a while, he no longer deal with Peter. He starts dealing with a man by the name of Paul. The church is growing. The church is growing. Look at somebody say, "The church is growing." They didn't have to compromise for their church to grow. They didn't have to get a cafe. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to get the internet at their church for the church to grow. They didn't have to come up with no program. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to compromise and let the children dance like they in a club somewhere. We don't do the big head bounce. We don't do that in church. We don't do butterflies and dances. Not in the sanctified. Y'all remember them dances. We don't do that in holiness. We don't do all them ungodly dances. We're new. We're sanctified. We're different. Y'all don't want to hear that. Talk to me in here. Look at somebody say, "You're different. You're different. You're different." Come on, come on. Shake that person next to you that look like they need to say, "You're different. You're different." Yeah, we're different, men. We're different, men. Men, we're different. We don't have our pants all the way down to our knees. We wear our pants up. Y'all ain't talking. I'm finna really make y'all mad. I don't care if you get mad, but I'm a preacher in here. Men in holiness, we don't have earrings in our ear. That's what slaves do. That's what they did in Egypt. They was in slavery. That mean you somebody else's property. I'm free. Hey! You ain't got to shout. I shout for myself. Yes, that's what we do. We're different. Women, we're different. We don't wear dresses where everybody can see everything on the inside and wonder why don't nobody want to marry you. They ain't got nothing to wait on. You done showed them everything. We're different. Tell somebody, "We're different. We're different. We're different. We're different." Yes, we are. The church is growing. The church is growing. I'm gonna tell you something big, and I want you to hear me. Let me tell you something. That whole spirit got a smell on it. That whole spirit got a look on it. Don't care how you try to dress it up. You're nothing but a dressed up hoe. Don't care if you're speaking tongues. You a tongue talking hoe. You can't stop it. But you gotta be delivered.
Hallelujah. Church is growing. Ah! Say yes! So, yeah. So, yeah, please be seated.
I know I'm live.
I'm sorry. Amen. That'll probably go viral, but it's okay. Amen. Amen. The church is growing. The power is falling. Peter and John ends up meeting a man in the third chapter. Please be seated. I'm coming. Peter and John ends up meeting a man in the third chapter of the book of Acts. And when they meet him, they look at him and say, we got power. We don't have no money. They said, silver and gold have we none, but such as I have give unto thee. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible declares that after that, there was such a revival that broke out on the day of Pentecost that 3,000 souls got saved. It was a mega church instantly. May we tap into that anointing. May a glory come in this church so powerful. May miracles, signs, and wonders rest so heavy in this place that they come from near and far. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Look at your neighbor. Say, there's a fresh anointing coming. Hey, I feel something creep. Look at your neighbor. Say, a fresh anointing is coming in this house. Come on, I need you to find you another neighbor and find somebody that's going to talk, because this anointing is voice activated. Tell them a fresh anointing is coming in this house. Tell them that's why God's cleaning house. That's why God's exposing motives and hearts. Tap into an anointing. This anointing is so powerful. Please be seated, y'all. This anointing is so powerful. This anointing is so powerful that comes on them. The Bible lets us know in the fifth chapter of the book of Acts. Think it's mighty. All they got to do is get in this shadow. Yeah. My God, that's what I want, church. You can have the money. Give me shadow power. Hey, hey. You can have riches. Give me something that they can put a wheelchair in my shadow and they jump up and stop. Yes, that's what I want. Say it. That's what I want. Bible lets us know that an anointing hit Peter that was so powerful that all they did was got in his shadow. People got healed, and then comes Stephen. Stephen comes. He's the preaching deacon. He's the one telling everybody they need to be saved. Look at somebody say, you still got to be saved. They got mad. They got mad and said, we're going to kill Stephen. We're going to destroy him. We're going to get rid of him. And the Bible declares that when they said it was going to kill Stephen, people in the background were saying, kill him, kill him, crucify him, destroy him. The Bible even lets us know that Saul, you remember Saul? Saul of Tarsus was holding the cloak of somebody that was stoning him when they killed him. Hallelujah. He didn't throw the stone. He just held the cloak. Don't you know it's people like that in church? They may not say nothing. You don't throw the stone, but you hold. Y'all ain't talking back to me. I preach on it anyway. You don't throw the stone, but you hold the ammunition. Hey, you don't throw it. Yeah, you got enough sense not to throw it, but you help them. You push them. You don't tell them to shut up. How many folk know when folk talking about you and somebody's your friend that's supposed to be there and they don't stop them from talking? You need to check the validity of that friendship. Tell somebody, you don't talk about my friend around me. Please sit down. Look at somebody and say, God's going to give you discernment. God, you got a Presbyterian next to you. Tell him God's going to give you discernment. He's going to show you who the stone throwers are or the cloak holders. Yeah. He's going to show you the difference now. He's going to show you who's throwing the stones and who's holding the stones. The Bible lets us know. Please sit down. He lets us know that something happens in the ditch. Something happens while they're throwing that stone at Stephen. They're throwing it at him. The Bible declares while Peter, hallelujah, while Stephen is in the ditch being stoned, the Bible lets us know that God took the sting out of his death. The Bible says that Stephen looked up, hallelujah, and he saw God, hallelujah. So he saw God seated, but saw Jesus standing up, hallelujah, by Shandia, something he saw. But not only did Stephen see it, Paul saw something. I don't know if he saw the encounter, but he saw Stephen caught up in such a gaze that it did something to him. He saw him look up. That's what Stephen did. While they were stoning Stephen, while they were trying to destroy Stephen, y'all ain't saying nothing. Stephen didn't say, "Lord, kill him." He said, "Father, forgive him. I want to let you know, you ain't anointed until you can pray for your enemies. You ain't anointed until you can pray for the person that tried to kill you and tried to destroy you." Look at somebody and say, "I know that's right. I know that's right." You're not anointed until you can pray for the people that came against you. It's easy to pray for healing. It's easy to pray for money. But can you pray for your enemies? That's what Stephen did. That's what Stephen did. Can I have 15 more minutes? That's what Stephen did. He ended up standing for Jesus. And how many folk know when you stand for God, he'll stand for you? Hallelujah. Haven't done all to stand, you got to do what? Stand. The Bible shows us in chapter 9, after this event, Paul is headed to Damascus. Hallelujah. He is working on Paul. Paul is a tetra. He's a terrorist. He's killing everybody who's a Christian. He can't stand Christians. As a matter of fact, he kills them thinking that he's doing God a service. He don't think he's wrong. He's doing what he believes is right. Couldn't shake Stephen out of his system. But while he couldn't shake Stephen out of his system, on the road to Damascus, a light shines out of heaven, knocks him to the ground, and said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He looks up and said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest." Look at somebody and say, "It's time to get it together." That's what God was saying to Saul. He was telling Saul, "I know you're doing what you want to do, but now I got a call on your life." The Bible declares that he sets him on a street called Straight, sends him to a man by the name of Ananias. How many folk know, no matter how anointed you are, you can't anoint yourself? Somebody else got to anoint you. He had an encounter, but he had to go see Ananias, had to lay hands on him for him to get his sight back. The Bible lets us know that he got saved. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. But the Bible lets us know that Saul wasn't sure if he would go back to church because they were afraid of him. They thought that Saul might have been coming in there with some kind of agenda. Hallelujah. But how many people know that when a change comes in your life, can't nobody stop the change? Can't nobody deny the change? Look at somebody next to you and said, "If you only knew me 20 years ago, if you only met me 30 years ago, some of y'all is 5 years ago, some of you is 10 years ago, baby, I can testify that I am not who I used to be." Brought a change in my life. Hallelujah. Can I keep going? I got a couple of more minutes. They look at Paul and they say, "Uh-uh." They say, "This can't be Paul. This cannot be the one who told everybody to leave Jesus. This cannot be the one who tried to break up churches. Now he's doing the opposite. Now he's saying, I'm happy. I'm a new thing. Tell somebody, I'm not who I used to be." I promise you, you got to get somebody next to you that'll be real. Because sometimes we like to sit in here and look wonderful, and folk don't really know our real testimony, and don't know how dirty we really was. Don't know how nasty we really was. How much of a wretch undone we really was. But look at somebody and say, "I'm not who I used to be."
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m., and Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. at 2104 North Main Street, Jacksonville, Florida, or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information on our services, text the word Kingdom City, which is all one word, to the number 22828. That's Kingdom City to 22828. Or call 1-833-888-8888. 522-5433. You can also visit us online at kccharlotte.org, kccjacks.org, or briancarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace, we're excited about your future.